So he was all fine with walking with the president, supporting the president. But as soon as he was receiving backlash, now remember, that is insubordination. You serve at the leisure of the president, no matter who it is, and you're supposed to back your president. And if the president feels like you do not have his back, which Esper clearly showed here, he has every right to fire you. Now, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Big Talk, Little Talk. This first story just kind of reminds us about how fake and misleading the media is, as if we didn't know that already. The headline story today is the termination of Defense Secretary Mark Esper, and the media is going completely crazy, pushing this idea that, oh my God, all of these officers in the military and high-ranking officials are completely upset and losing their minds over this decision that's been a long time coming. Remember, Esper was the guy who did not have Donald Trump's back, and he caved in to the liberal establishment elites. Let's go ahead and roll this CNN clip and show you just how hyperbolic the mainstream media is, and then we'll take this bit by bit and show you exactly what a lot of them are missing and misinforming you about. Let's go.
The effect of firing Mark Esper, what is the effect going to be on the country on national security?
Well, look, there's no way around it. To some large extent, it throws the system into turmoil at the moment, because this really is, at least right this minute, a shockwave through the Pentagon. Everybody knew Esper was on the outs with the president, but there was a sense, if you will, that he could make it through to the end of the administration. I mean, just a minute ago, I was out in the hallway. I stopped the first military officer that I saw in the hallway that I knew. I asked him, have you heard? He said, what? You know, they didn't even know. And so I gave him the news, and his response, not suitable for the airwaves, because it was that much of a surprise.
All right, look, the first point that I wanted to make is everybody knows that military officers and the entirety of the military serves at the leisure of the President of the United States. Now, this article here I'm going to show you next is from Breitbart talking about what exactly the contention was between Trump and Defense Secretary Mark Esper here. Like I said, this is coming from Breitbart. Terminated. President Trump fires Defense Secretary Mark Esper in long-expected move. Here's a tweet from the president saying, I am pleased to announce that Christopher C. Miller, the highly respected director of National Counterterrorism Center, will be acting Secretary of Defense effective immediately. Chris will do a great job. Mark Esper has been terminated. I would like to thank him for his services. Now, it continues. A relationship between Trump and Esper soured quickly after Esper preempted the president by declaring he did not support using active duty forces to restore peace during a summer of violent riots. Now, these people seem to forget quickly, right? And a lot of these are careerists, okay? Let's remember, the Democrats are now backed by the DOD military-industrial complex careerist elitist people, okay? They're so happy right now that, you know, Joe Biden is effectively stealing this election and declaring himself president. Now, Esper only got cold feet after he received backlash. It says here that Esper's statements had come after he received criticism from the left for walking with president to St. John's Episcopal Church in Lafayette Park across from the White House. So he was all fine with walking with the president, supporting the president, but as soon as he was receiving backlash, now remember, that is insubordination. You serve at the leisure of the president, no matter who it is, and you're supposed to back your president. And if the president feels like you do not have his back, which Esper clearly showed here, he has every right to fire you. Now, let's get to this kind of liberal freakout about what had happened there. Now, if you look at this, this is a Chicago Tribune article here talking about the 12 times the president has called in the military domestically. And President Trump did not call the military in. He threatened to call the military in. Because at this point, we had seen a lot of people suffering from these riots and buildings burning down and people being attacked from these BLM protests and riots that were happening on the streets. So it talks about here a couple times. There was a time desegregation of Little Rock School. Of course, they won't mention that. Integration of University of Mississippi. Of course, they won't mention any of these actions where the military was called in for good purposes, right? Oh, look at that. The 1992 riots after Rodney King's verdict. And since then, we didn't really see many riots that got to the level of the 92 riots and violence that happened. Now, let me show you something else as well, because around that time, this is coming from Forbes, 58% of voters supported using military to help police control protests, a poll found. So 58 of registered voters polled by Morning Consult support the deployment of the military to aid police responding to protest, with 33% of the 1,624 respondents saying they'd strongly support. Wow. And finally, I wanted to show you guys this article. This is coming from VOA News. The death toll grows in national protests. This was back in June. One man was the beloved owner of a Louisville barbecue restaurant who made sure to provide free meals to officers. Another was a man known as Mr. Indianapolis, a former star football player. Yet another was a federal officer working security during a protest. They are among the people who have been killed as protests roiled American cities in the week since 46-year-old George Floyd died. All right. So there you have it. You know, at this point, the president had not deployed the troops. People supported him deploying the troops. And Esper basically was insubordinate. And whenever you have a situation like that with your commander-in-chief, of course the commander-in-chief has every right to fire you. Like I said at the beginning, this shouldn't surprise anybody. We know that the lying mainstream media, the lamestream media, is going to push these narratives because since the beginning, they've had it out for Trump. And remember, Trump, the guy who ran on bringing home the troops, the liberal media does not want that. They are the patsies of the military-industrial complex, these DOD careerists, these people in the Pentagon who have been there for years. They're non-elected officials. They work in the shadows, and they continue to perpetuate a globalist agenda all around the world. Meanwhile, here at home, we're losing our jobs. People are suffering in the middle of the country, and you know the coastal elitists are happy with that because these people pat their bottom lines. They're in cahoots with Hollywood. Let me know what you guys think down in the comments section below. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you follow conservative media, I will be covering all of that here on this channel. Thank you guys so much for watching. Till next time, peace.